You're listening to Money Never Sleeps Radio. In your face.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
You know what I mean?
Money to be made in a place like this.
Money never sleeps, pal.
You're crazy. Don't run when you lose. Don't whine when it hurts.
You know what it takes to sell real estate?
It takes brass.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
All right, welcome to Money Never Sleeps. This is a show where we talk about anything and everything that impacts the flow of money from around the corner to around the world. And today, I want to welcome you to the show. Second, the topic of today, I'm going to touch on scams and fraud because I've been seeing a lot of things transpiring. We don't touch on that too much on the show, but I figured, you know what, we'll take this episode and focus on that because there's a plethora of scams that are going on out there. I want to start with mining, okay? You have companies and individuals that do this, and it's really ridiculous. So you have fake mining rights and concession scams. What they wind up doing, these fraudsters, they wind up selling ownership in non-existing or unlicensed mines. You know, they do this, and how the people don't think to verify it is beyond me, because you can verify this stuff. They give you a whole bunch of fraudulent documents or made-up documents, or however they did them, to make it seem like it's legitimate. But at the end of the day, you find out, or you learn that it's not. So it's good for you to do due diligence. You know, some of these characters even go to the extent of claiming ownership and mining rights. I mean, forget about the mining rights. Claiming ownership of land that belongs to the U.S. federal government. Can you believe that? You know, the U.S. federal government, they can issue mining rights and the like, and you can go and mine for rare earth metals and minerals and so on and so forth. You can do that, make that type of deal with them, but you don't own the land. And it's funny when I've heard this, it really brought a lot of things into question. That's why I wanted to go and do this episode, because when you have these mining companies, and again, you know, these are can be public or private companies. They're public companies. Usually they're on the over-the-counter market. So you may think that because they trade and they're publicly traded that they're legitimate, but you have to be extremely careful. Okay, extremely careful. You know, we've had people come to us with these nonsense deals. And some are even saying, going to the extent here, they're extending that fraud. And they're saying, well, we have this property, we have this land, and we have the rights, and we're going to go and acquire adjacent land and everything else. Meanwhile, you look at the map, and it's all federal land, so how are you acquiring anything? You can get the mining rights, of course, you know, to do it, but even that is a process, right? And that's public. That's public knowledge when that happens. Okay, so some are, again, or extending that fraud to include, you know, issuing gold or silver crypto tokens, okay, to sell globally to people. So they're going and they're painting a picture like they have all this stuff going on, but meanwhile, they don't have feasibility reports, they don't have anything going on, but they're making you feel like they do have this, and they wind up going forward with this whole, again, all this nonsense. And when they extend that to going into the crypto space, that's when it annoys me even further, because now you're going and taking your scam and you're bringing it into the crypto space where it doesn't need to be, okay? And it can be problematic, but again, make sure when you're dealing with these type of things that you're doing your due diligence. Know who you're dealing with. Know that, you know, things are legitimate. Make sure, because you're going to have people that will try if they get you. right? They get you through an investment club or somebody cold calling you, whatever the case may be, you know, but there are ways to protect yourself and you need to. And again, I don't care if you're an individual. I don't care if you're an investment bank. I don't care if you're a private equity firm or hedge fund, whatever it is. If you're getting contacted by, you know, people in the space promoting XYZ, just verify that it's authentic, because, you know, some of these characters, they're using falsified government documents and geological reports. And, you know, we've had an instance where someone, you know, was, you know, trying to paint the picture that, hey, you know, we're abiding by Canadian laws. Yeah, but you're looking at mine in the U.S. One thing has nothing to do with the other. All right. So you have these people that are out there. Just be aware, because it's really something else. Now, to stay in the mining realm, you have scammers, and it's really interesting. They'll bring you to the site and everything, but they do something called salting the mine. Okay, and what that is that they'll go and they'll sprinkle gold or ore around the mining to make it appear that the mine is rich in these minerals from on a high level, right? So that you can go and you can buy into it. So that when they'll take your money, they know that there's potentially nothing in the ground. So it comes out to be this situation where, oh, wow, we took your money, but things failed, and that's the way it is. That's the risk you took. But meanwhile, they're driving a Lamborghini with your money. Be careful. Don't fall for this stuff. You know, make sure you're looking at, you know, feasibility reports, geological reports, whatever it is that is legitimate and filed. You know, I don't care where you live, you know, just make sure it's filed somewhere. Okay, now it goes to the next thing, you know, ghost mining operations. Again, you know, it's really, really crazy that they do this, not only in the U.S., but I've seen this in Africa and other parts of the world, where you have these ghost mining operations. They come to you, they say, well, you know, we need the funds. We have all this gold and silver and platinum and rare earth minerals and all this stuff that's in the ground, and we know it's there. And they produce some type of, you know, nonsense report, and they say, we need the funds for the extraction and to get the equipment so that we can go sift it out and so on and so forth. But then you find out what? There's no mining actually happening at all. And they wind up taking your money, and they, you know, then you're left holding the bag. And again, if you're not doing your due diligence, then it's bad on you. So that's why, again, that's why we're doing this show, right? Now you have pump and dump mining stocks. This is when you have, and I said this earlier, you have these small mining companies. Mostly you're in Canada, but you have these things going on. And what they wind up doing is they wind up, you know, exaggerating in press releases and so on and so forth with what they have. So they put that out there. They slip through the cracks. People go in. They promote it with their promoters, calling people, emailing, sending out, you know, social media, you know, spam and so on and so forth. You know, they get you know, thousands of people involved. Even if you have thousands and thousands of people that get involved, and they're shelling out a couple hundred bucks a piece, you know, the company is taking that money. And it's not the company, it's whoever is running the company that's taking that money. And again, it has no indication of what is going on. And they do this in the oil and gas industry too, you know. But I'm talking about the mining part of it. But you have to be aware across the board with what's going on. Now, I want to dip into the precious metals and stone scams. I've seen my share of them all over the world over the past 20 years. It's crazy the extent that they would go to. You know, let's talk about counterfeit bars and coins. You know, what they wind up doing, they wind up getting, creating these tungsten-filled gold bars. And they, you know, you have gold on top. It's like you know, you have gold on top, you have the tungsten-filled bars, and they get fake certification stamps, and they it's all gold-plated stuff, and they even make coins like that, and they're selling them as pure. And because, you know, the individual investor doesn't know any better, they look at it, they say, okay, this is gold, I know this is gold, but meanwhile, they get it tested through through a legitimate machine at a gold dealer, there'll be a reality there because they have the X-ray machines that look through and they'll see exactly what's in there. So if you're going to go get something like that from someone, you know, bring it to one of those people. You know, spending whatever the $20 to find out for real, you know, is a good investment to do that. Okay, and now with gemstones, you know, you have overgrading of gemstones. It happens all the time. This is when you have low quality stones that have false certifications, and they make it, you know, seem like a top tier, you know, ruby or diamond or sapphire or alexandrite or that type of thing, and basically they pawn it off as being legitimate. And then what winds up happening is that they'll get someone that'll fall into it, and then they'll get scammed. You know, the reality is that, again, for something like that, you need to make sure you have a professional on your side that is testing these things out, you know, thoroughly, so that you're not getting jammed up in something, okay? And, again, it happens all the time. Like, you wouldn't think it's happening in this day and age with technology the way it is, but it's happening. You know, hopefully, you know, AI and other, you know, tokenization is going to solve some of these problems, but you'll always have these type of problems until it comes a time that everything is tokenized and AI is basically weeding out everything else. And it'll get there. It'll get there. You know, you got to kind of weed out the scam artists and get rid of them. And now you have, this is a big trick, you know, and you'll hear about this elsewhere, I guess. But this is a big trick when you have these groups that'll come to you, or, you know, they'll say, well, we have gold, we have stones, and guess what? They're stored in secured vaults. Okay, we have safekeeping certificates, we have SKRs, we have stuff going on, and we have this, so we can show it to you. And they mock up some certificate, some SKR, something saying XYZ. But the reality is, if you have something, if you have gold in a free trade zone, you there's no safekeeping receipt. And sometimes they'll say that, we have it in a free trade zone, okay, in safekeeping. This is the receipt. A receipt from who? From yourself? You know, so there's really no way to verify it but to verify it, right? You know, banks, when they store something, you know, if you have something in a safety deposit box at a bank, you're not getting a verification. You know, so you just got to be aware of that, because they'll do that for gold and stones, and they'll say that they're secured and secured vaults and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, nothing exists. They're just trying to get you. And don't let them get you. That's the point. Don't let them get you. All right. Now we have this other type of fraud, which is interesting, is a forced buyback or reacquisition fraud. Basically, promoters, what they do, they promise to repurchase the assets at a later date at a higher price, but they'll go get you to buy in. You're getting it at X amount of dollars. They say, well, we'll buy it for, you know, 30% more, or double your money in the next 6 months to a year. This is what we're going to do. And then what winds up happening before that time comes, the scheme collapses before then, and all of a sudden they disappear and you get nothing. No one's buying anything from you. So who's going to buy it back? It's going to be a ghost in another realm, you know. But other than that, you're not going to get your money back. So be aware of that stuff. You know, you have more and more sophisticated things that are going on. You know, just be vigilant. You have good deals out there, but just know who you're dealing with. That's what it comes down to. If you have people you trust, really know and trust, then you'll be able to do business. If you have people that come to you and they're trying to, you know, sell you the moon and the sky and the heavens, and they're promising you everything, and they have the best things since sliced bread, just be aware, because they'll hype you. They'll hype you. They'll say, well, we got this. Well, the company's worth this, and we just did this deal. You have, there are even groups out there that are going and saying, oh, we're rolling into a SPAC. We're doing a reverse merger. We're doing this. We're doing that. We got the deal. We got the agreement done and all this other stuff. And at the end of the day, if any of that was true, it would be public knowledge. It would be public knowledge. You don't just do something like that and in the shadows and then all of a sudden it's going to come out one day. There's something called the Securities and Exchange Commission. That's what they're there for. Public disclosure if you're doing stuff like that. All right. Now, you know, let's talk about this. This happens. Okay. And I'm sure that it happens more often in some places than others. But you have fake auctions and appraisal manipulation. You know, and the thing is, you kind of, you know, way back when you had stuff like this on eBay, where, you know, you would go and you see something, you're looking to buy it, and there's a price there, you get it, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, at the last minute, someone outbids you, and they create this bidding war, okay, and they hope that you get sucked into it. I mean, you get sucked into it, c'est la vie. You know, you just pay triple what they were going to sell to you for because that's what they wanted, okay? But now with as far as, you know, stones are concerned, you have stones that are with fake auctions that are artificially inflated at auction, you know, through internal biddings to lure investors. They have people in the crowd that are bidding on stuff that say, hey, they put up their little sign. But just be careful. If you're going to go to an auction house, please go to a legitimate one that's verified, like Christie's, Sotheby's. I mean, come on, that's top notch, right? You know, but you have others that have value. Just confirm, verify. All right. Now, here you go. You have gemstone and rare stone scams. You know, you have synthetics that are sold as naturals. You know, you have lab grown diamonds and stones and so on and so forth, and can I tell you something? You know, when you have lab-grown diamonds and rubies and sapphires, you know, it's not that there's, well, let's stick with the diamonds. It's not that there's anything wrong with it, you know, because people think that diamonds are rare. My God, they're not. You know, don't fall into the De Beers realm of stuff where they created the demand for it because they went and they grabbed everything, okay, to make it seem that way. But guaranteed, they have a lot of stuff that is a lot of diamonds that are probably just sitting in storage. And I know that they, you know, from what I've heard, that they were trying to make deals to kind of liquidate some of this stuff. But in doing that, you're flooding the market. Okay, so you wind up hurting yourself. So, you know, just be aware that lab-grown diamonds, they're okay. You know, but if they're being sold to you as a natural stone, that's a problem. Okay, and you can easily go, you know, to a diamond dealer and you can get it checked out. Don't go to the diamond dealer that they tell you. Go to your own. Go to an independent jeweler, someone that can look at a diamond. Someone you don't know somewhere else, and you can do that. Okay, to go check it out and see what the deal is with that. Okay, and then also you have stones that are misrepresented. You know, they'll tell you that they say, okay, this stone is from, you know, like from Burma or Russia, you know, whether it be like a ruby or whether it be, you know, a diamond or alexandrite, they'll say, hey, this is from Russia. Okay, Russian alexandrite, that's really high end. There's some of those per carat are worth more than diamonds, but it's rare. So they use that to inflate the pricing. And you don't know if you're not a professional. So, you know, get that loop. Learn about it before you start jumping down that road. But, you know, but seriously, get a professional to look at it. One thing that, there's a way that this can be legitimate only if it's on the blockchain, and that's fractional gem ownership. You know, you have investors that are sold fractional interests in high value gems that are never held or insured. So they do that, and they try to do that in general. Okay, however, if you have a legitimate custodian for stones and they're issuing tokens and it's verifiable and it's transparent and everything is on a blockchain, then, you know, at least you can verify it, then you should be okay, you know, in that respect. Just make sure that it is a blockchain-based thing, because having, you know, fractional gem ownership, without having tokenization makes no sense. But again, if it is tokenized, please verify what they have. Make sure that it's a verifiable and legitimate and licensed custodian that is holding it, not some guy that's holding it in his basement and a pot in the wall. Okay, it doesn't work. All right. Now, you know, you see, like, crypto. Look, it's unfortunate, but it happens. You know, it happened with stocks. You know, we saw this way back in the Vanderbilt era, where you had stock scams. They came out with laws against it. You know, when Vanderbilt was trying to, you know, acquire a railroad, he was buying the stock. He kept buying the stock. So you know what they did? They went to the basement. They were printing more certificates. So he bought more and more and more, and they kept printing certificates. And these certificates weren't registered anywhere. They were just printing them, and they were scamming him. And he didn't know any better, and he let it happen. And he was out a lot for doing that. That's when, you know, you have the, you know, rules now. You have to register your stock. You have to, everything needs to be publicly out there so people know what they're dealing with. So you can't go and print certificates. Doesn't work out. That's why you have transfer agents, so that they can keep hold of everything, keep records. Those are your record keepers. All right. So you have, you have pump and dump, you know, crypto schemes that go on. Right. These promotional scams that take place, you know, they can come from influencers and stuff like that. They'll go and hype you up. They'll do their videos on TikTok, on Instagram, on this, on that, telling you there's the best thing since sliced bread, best thing ever. You know, this monkey coin is going to be the future. It's going to outdo Bitcoin and so on and so forth. Let me put things in perspective. Okay, layer one native tokens are not these meme tokens at all. Bitcoin, Ethereum, Pico Novus, Solana, Avalanche, Cardano, XRP, they are layer one. They're not built on another platform. They actually are the platform. They are the method of rewards and other commerce within that ecosystem. Meme tokens are created on top of them. They don't have anything. They don't have their own blockchain. They don't have anything. And really, the utility is not there. You know, you have a monkey token you're going to go do a thing, at least with Doge, right? The Dogecoin, at least they had their own blockchain. That's why, you know, those other things, you know, were able to happen. Okay, now you have, you know, in the crypto space, you even have these fake mining contracts. Believe it or not, they do that. They'll go and create that on create some sort of token or something to say that they have these mining contracts, but they don't actually own any hardware or mining facilities. They're just saying that they do that. They're just saying that they have it. They're just saying that they have the metals. They have the mining equipment. They have the business. You know, there was, you know, I remember, and I can't go into specifics on it, but, you know, we were dealing with a company. I'm not even sure if it was a company. It was a group of people that were doing stuff in Africa, and they were trying to raise capital for some coal expedition that they owned the land, and they were going to get ownership of the land and this and that. They needed the money for the mining equipment, everything else, only to find out that all these guys were criminals. Okay, and they were doing some bad things. All right, so, you know, that's why doing your due diligence is important. When you're dealing with influencers as it relates to crypto, you know, you have to be careful of these rug pulls, man. You know, you have people that'll go promote. And again, if it's not a layer one native token, be aware. The utility is everything when it comes to a digital asset. If there's no utility, oh my God, it is a problem. Okay, you know, and that's not good. Okay, so these rug pulls, they go and they bring you in, and people start getting involved with this project, and all of a sudden, boom, the people disappear, project disappears, and all of a sudden you're out. You're out a lot of money. And the token goes from a dollar back down to a micro penny. And this is what happens. This is what happens. Okay, and you have, staking mechanism. Look, and I hear about this. I mean, how people fall for this, I don't know. You know, you get these unrealistic, returns told to you. Well, you'll make 20% a month or 10% a month, okay? And it becomes a Ponzi scheme. So basically, the early investors, they start getting out when new people come in. So it just winds up being a Ponzi scheme until it blows up. Yeah, at the end of the day, the people that sold to the early investors first, those are the people, they got the money and they ran. They went. Now you have this cycle that's going to wind up collapsing. Yeah, but again, those are high-yield staking Ponzi schemes. Beware. Beware. You know, if you're going to deal with any staking, just make sure it's legitimate. Make sure it's going through a legitimate source. You know, if it's an exchange, make sure it's a legitimate exchange. Make sure it's something, right? Just be aware of it. Okay, and now you hear a lot about this, celebrity and AI bot, scams, these pump and dump scams. We have the deep fake AI videos. If you haven't seen a real serious deep fake, check out the one, I forget the guy's name, but he did it of Tom Cruise, and he did this whole thing, and he looks like Tom Cruise, sounds like him, everything else. He didn't do it for anything bad. He was just doing it to show that he can do it. All right, now as AI advances, you're gonna have more deep fakes going on. Okay, you're gonna have AI videos of celebrities and other people endorsing a crypto mining company, endorsing a stock, endorsing a product, just to lure victims in. And they don't care. These people will do it. Okay, thinking that hey, I can get away with this, and if they move quick enough, they do. They do. And then you have to look at, also just in, with marketing and promotional scams and everything, paid articles and fake listings. I don't care if it's promoting a stock, crypto, mining, whatever it is. You have these fraudulent companies. They buy media coverage to appear legitimate before raising money. And they get it out there because they're showing you. This is why when somebody starts showing me all this stuff, I've been here. Okay, you did all this stuff, and you have these people that reach out to you. Come, we'll go and we'll give you an award, and you'll be in our little magazine, and you got to pay for it. So all these paid endorsements is all nonsense. And you do that, you think that is giving you credibility. Honestly, it's making you look foolish, in my opinion. Do things legitimately, get legitimate media, if you're going to do something. But don't fall for that stuff, people pumping, and pounding their chest saying, look at me, I'm in here, I'm in there, I'm this, I'm that. Anyway, okay. You also got to look out for influencer promotion schemes, that like I mentioned earlier, because now, When you're promoting something, you have to disclose that it's a paid endorsement. Okay, you're getting paid to do a thing. Instagram and I think TikTok, I think these other platforms, they're forcing you to do that. Okay, and if someone's pushing something and they're getting paid to promote it and they're not disclosing it, that can be a violation. They can get banned from the platform, and they can probably get in some trouble otherwise. Just be aware of that. If it's an influencer promoting something, just make sure that it's saying a paid promotion. If you have people doing stuff and they're getting paid, but it doesn't seem that way, and they're trying to make it look like, oh, I'm like you, and this is what I did, just be careful. Run away from that crap. Okay, and then you have, and this is the funniest thing. Okay, and it happens. You have, groups that'll go and put out, and they say, we have strategic partnerships with this one, that one, and so on and so forth. They'll put out a press release. They'll claim these partnerships with major firms or governments, and basically the firms don't exist, okay? How they would go and mention the government, I mean, I've seen that happen. But at the end of the day, when you come across, whether it be gold, precious metals, stones, oil, gas, mining, when you get all this, when these things come to your attention and you have someone trying to promote something to you, push you to do something, take a step back, breathe, look around you, and just make sure that you know who you're dealing with and you verify. Okay. And you look, you again, you protect yourself. You know, you demand third party verifiable audits if you need to. All right. If somebody says that they're doing something with the government, or they have the geological or the feasibility studies and the reports and whatnot, the licenses, you know, cross check that with the government, whatever government it is. This is public information. Okay, if they say they have a license, look at the geological licenses independently. You can go do that. Okay, you can go do that. They have this information out there. You know, never rely solely on this promotional material, somebody sending you an email, sending you all this nonsense, because when they start hyping you on it, this is when you have to be a little skeptical. Okay, be very skeptical of guaranteed returns or phrases like risk-free, once in a lifetime, backed by real gold. This is what we do, and we're going to make you 10% per month, and the returns are ridiculous, and we're going to get you out first, and so on and so forth. You know, be aware. You know, again, I was compelled to do this show because I've seen, I've heard, and over the years, of too many people getting taken by unscrupulous bad actors. Okay, you have people that are banned or been barred by the SEC doing this stuff too. Okay, now wouldn't that be a shame if they were if any law enforcement find out about that? Wouldn't that be something? Okay, but anyway, all right, just be vigilant, people. Do that for yourself. And again, the show was, I revolved the show around this topic because I thought it was important. Next show, we're going to be talking about digital assets. I want to talk about, you know, real estate and tokenization. I want to talk about what's going on in the gold sector, but also what's going on in the overall crypto sector. A lot of great things happening. A lot of great companies coming forward. A lot of innovation in the process. All right. But until then, I want you guys to have a fantastic trading day, and we'll be back with you next time on Money Never Sleeps.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
You're listening to UCW Radio, in your face.
What is your major malfunction?
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on Money Never Sleeps Radio are for informational purposes only and should not be construed as financial advice. The host Louis Belafkef and guests of Money Never Sleeps Radio are not licensed financial advisors, and any investment decisions made based on information presented in this podcast are at the listener's own risk. Listeners are encouraged to consult with a qualified financial advisor or investment professional before making any investment decisions. The podcast hosts and guests do not endorse or recommend any specific investment strategies or products. All investments involve risk, and past performance is not indicative of future results.